everyone, and welcome back to the Recovering Healer Podcast. My name is Rhea. I am the voice behind the Recovering Healer Podcast. How are you all doing today? How are you all feeling? I hope you guys are having a good morning, noon, or night, whatever your day. I hope you guys are also taking care of yourselves and your families, if you have one. As for me, I am doing absolutely wonderful. Thanks for asking. So once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hi, you guys. What's up? What's happening? What is going on? How are you guys feeling? How are you guys doing? And all that good stuff. I hope you guys are enjoying life and this eclipse energy, which is just so this eclipse energy is so eclipsy. Oh my goodness, it just feels super, I wouldn't even say faded, because the last year and a half has been feeling very, very faded, right? So I don't even know if faded is the right word. I feel like this eclipse, along with Mercury retrograde that's happening at the same time, is telling us, like, it's a go. Like, it's almost time. It's a go. You know, the things that we have been building for the last year and a half, everything we've gone through, you know, our experiences thus far, even going back all the way to 2017, just things that have been prolonged for a really long time that we should have been dash way, it's time to do it. And oh my goodness, like, I don't know, like, there's an excitement that I feel. There's an excitement of just endless possibilities and just new chapters and all them something there. Let me go ahead and take off my hoodie. Yes, I'm supposed to be gallivanting, by the way. And this energy has me on lock. It has me just want to chill. So I've been doing so. And, you know, throughout the years and things like that, I've really just learned how to be obedient to the voice of God without being told twice. And this is just one of those instances. You know, of course, I do have moments where I'm just like, God, are you sure? You know, because, you know, sometimes anxiety may come up and, you know, sometimes you second guess yourself and you self-doubt yourself and all them. There we go. Okay. You second guess yourself and you have doubt and everything like that. So sometimes you question things, but, you know, if there's a very strong yes or a very strong no, I don't even blink twice. Whatever God says, I'm going to do. Okay. So, yeah. So, find out where this eclipse falls in your Aries house, if you're into astrology and all those things, all them someday. And that's where you'll have big changes, right? And this is a new moon eclipse. The last one in Libra was a full moon eclipse. So, for me, of course, it falls in a relationship house, just like everything else, right? But this time, it's a house of committed relationships, aka marriage, which is my seventh house. And it's also the house of business partnership, just so many things, like hidden enemies and whatnot and whatnot. And thinking back to 2017, where we also had an eclipse of this magnitude, the way that I view marriage and relationships is completely different. And if you hear geese, I'm close to a lake, so that's why, like I said, I'm supposed to be gallivanting, but sewa. I am unable to today. You know, I gave away my huge aloe vera plant, my baby, to someone that really wanted it, an elderly person. So I'm just looking to get a second one that I could grow. I have growing hands, so my plants tend to grow really, really quickly. So I'm just looking for, I was going to look for a second one this morning, probably at a plant nursery or somewhere else. But God was like, stay put. So that's what I'm going to do. I stopped and I was like, okay, let me go ahead and breathe, make this episode and go just relax and chill for the rest of this day and whatever. But anyway, yeah, the way that I view marriage and relationships have greatly changed. Y'all know I love to be transparent, right? I like to be honest with myself first and foremost. Before I'm honest and transparent with, you know, life in general. But I love to be honest with myself. I don't like to lie to myself, you know, because I don't really like to be in a space where I feel like I'm more high and mighty than I am. Because honestly, I'm extra flawed up. Real as it get. Like, I ain't nothing perfect over here, okay? But, yeah, you know, I didn't know what love was. I never experienced love growing up. There was no affirmations that reinforced love in a way I would say that made me feel love. You know, there was a whole lot of, materialism, you know, which, you know, it's, you know, there's a line with that because I did grow up upper middle class. So, of course, there's going to be a certain level of materialism. And I was an only child. So, and I was surrounded by a lot of adults that had the financial means to spoil me. So, I mean, yeah, but there wasn't love. You know, I grew up in a household that was very tumultuous. I had parents that did not get along. You know, there was a lot of back and forth with that. And it was a lot of imprinting and modeling of just such unpleasant behavior. So love for me meant me receiving something or me giving something. That to me meant a lot to me to give to someone else. And the idea of a healthy relationship was not even in my vicinity at that time. I had no business being in relationships at that time because I did not know what a healthy relationship was. I didn't know what commitment looked like in a healthy way. I've always said this. I said this a million and one times. I come from a long line of wives. Everyone's married. But no one's happy, you know, and I'm not saying happy because in a way where it's just like, oh, chipper, chipper, joy, joy all the time. I'm talking about relationships where there is no positivity whatsoever, you know, just a whole lot of everything that you think marriage is just the opposite of that, you know, and I knew that is so weird. I knew from a very young age, I said, I will never get married. It does not look good. It doesn't feel good. You know, I just never want this for myself. So 2017 was when the awakening really started for me, you know. I still had no business being in relationships at that time because I did not know, understand, or was interested in what love was or what love is, you know, in a positive way, in the way that God described it. So I went through a very, very long process, many, many, many years, and all while being celibate, you know, involuntarily, of self-discovery, self-healing. And within that process, I fully began to understand what love is. And the way that I did not receive it and the way that I am receiving it and the way that I could give it in a healthy manner without being afraid to do so. I had an issue where when I did enter relationships, it didn't go past the surface level because it meant that A, I would have to have uncomfortable conversations. B, I would have to be uncomfortable. I would have to be, you know, uncomfortable sometimes. C, I would have to actually work on myself. You know, in many ways, I felt extremely inadequate, subconsciously because I was operating in such a survivalist / semi-masculine role because I kind of had to, and that was what I was taught, space. It was just love the love that was given to me, you know, especially when it came to partnerships, it hurt. And I know that's crazy to say because I always talk about having great men and dating great men, which is absolutely true. But when you've never received love before in a genuine way, and love requires all of this, and you don't know how to give it, you don't even recognize it, you've never had it, you've never seen it demonstrated, and it's given to you, and you have trauma, it hurts. It feels so convicting, like you're being attacked, and you know, it's like, I'm uncomfortable and I'm confused. Like, why are you still giving me grace when I don't deserve it? Like, it just hurt because it was touching wounds that were not healed yet. And you know, it's been years, of course, since 2017, 2016, and everything makes sense now. You know, the whole process makes sense now. And I'm not just talking about the healing journey. That is just one part. Because remember, that's touching the childhood stuff. That's touching the generational stuff. I'm talking about relationship-wise, right? Everything makes sense. You know, and I did fight God for a very long time. But there was still so much grace for me. And so much patience. And just so much leadership and guidance in every which way to kind of piece me and patch me together. Oh my God, I'm not gonna cry. I was such a sensitive person. Oh my goodness, a crybaby, a whole flower, a whole beautiful, beautiful tenderoni. Okay, but there was so much grace for me going through that process and to get here and to not even recognize myself from back then is insane to me. I look at myself in pictures and I look at myself in like little videos I made and, you know, little recordings that I made. And I'm just like, who is this girl? Who is this young lady? It's someone that was coming out of a childhood that she wasn't even given a chance to even come into herself. I didn't even know who I was. And, I'm just feeling so blessed under this eclipse. I'm feeling so grateful. I'm really proud, like super proud and just super duper proud, you know, from not having consideration to, you know, being just so attentive, you know, from not wanting any parts of what healthy anything looks like, to just living that life. It's just such a testimony within itself, you know. And, you know, even when it comes down to the examples, the people that kind of, I'm talking lineage wise, the people that kind of created or was, I guess, modeled this type, that type of behavior and things of that nature. You know, when you're dealing with generational cycles, right? Like, it's so much more comfortable to not do the right thing than do the right thing. Because when you have to do the right thing, you're going to be separated. You're going to be isolated. And I was isolated from a very young age. I've always said this. I would say as young as probably seven to about 9 years old. Like I said, I didn't really have a chance, child. I really didn't in that environment. But I had to come to realize, you know, when I really look at things and I, you know, I got insight and things of that nature, everyone was given the same opportunity that I was given. And I'm not even trying to be self-righteous or anything of that nature. Everyone was given the same opportunity, but they chose to do the same thing. You know, when they tell me their stories, like, oh, I, you know, God told me not to do this, or I felt in my spirit, or, you know, this person came to my life to offer me guidance and I refused to take it, because everyone had the same opportunity, you know, like, and I don't know how I ended up just yielding to God, you know, and things of that nature. But, you know, I realized a lot of it was a choice. It was a choice, you know. I think a lot of other things play into it as well, but it was still a choice, you know, at the end of the day. And within that, instead of being angry, upset, you know, because I just don't operate in that space, I was able to give grace and still say, you know what, you know, it was a choice. But just because I was born into this family of commerce doesn't mean that I have to stay in this family of commerce. You know, I knew from a very young age, I would also, when I grew into adulthood, I knew I would also never have a relationship with a certain side of my family. And that was something I was okay with. Interestingly enough, my cousins who are my age or are a bit older have also started the process of, you know, distancing themselves because they're on their own paths and their own journey. But I knew very, very early on, this was not going to be something I was going to be a part of. And like I said, again, it was all part of the process. Everything makes sense. You cannot bloom, you cannot grow, and you cannot walk into a destiny or where God needs you to be if you're in a space that you cannot be planted. Like, you just can't stay there. You can't be a part of that. You know, eventually you'll be intoxicated. And, you know, that's what happened. You know, even when I look back on older conversations I was having in videos and things like that, the way that I spoke, I could hear the trauma in my voice. I could hear the examples I was given in my voice, my confrontationalness. Is that even a word? My confrontational nature was a model behavior. My argumentative nature was a model behavior. I'm gonna be honest, even down to the way that I took care of myself was a model behavior. There was a lot of things I was not taught, and I was not mothered and fathered in a way that was conducive to who I needed to be. And I had to recognize that, you know, like I had to recognize that God's been raising me out the gate since the womb. So, once I really was able to see that for what it was, I was able to realize, yo, I never really had an attachment, you know, I never really had an attachment. And that's why I felt so set apart so early. So I say all that to say, you know, this time in life is really teaching me, like, yo, like, here's the fruits of your labor, baby girl. Like, here's the fruits of your labor. You have been transformed in so many ways, and it was all part of the plan. It was all part of your destiny. You were supposed to be this way. You've always had it in you, you know? I said something earlier to someone where I said, I've never been a long-term girlfriend. No one has ever long out a relationship with me or, you know, anything like that. There was always a direction of engagement every single time. Even if it wasn't the gentleman I was supposed to be with, there was always that. No one has ever said, okay, let's be girlfriend and boyfriend for 6 months, whatever, or let's see where it goes. Never. I've never had that experience. Every gentleman, as God is my witness, that has ever came to me, came to my doorstep, came to my yard, as Caribbeans say, which is not, they didn't really come to my yard, but you know, came to me, always had an intention. They always seen me as a wife before they seen me as some type of temporary investment, you know? And for a while I was just like, you know, in my mind, I was like, even before I really understood and recognized what love and healthy relationship was, I'm like, I don't know what people see in me to always want to take me serious like that. Or I don't know what people see in me, these men see in me, to want to put me in a role that I don't even know anything about. You know, I wasn't given an example of a healthy marriage or what it means to be a healthy wife, or, you know, like how do you expect me to fill a role? I don't know how to do that. And I wish I was more vocal about that, but I feel like even when I hinted at that and things of that nature, you will always have men, especially the ones that really like you and want to invest in you and things like that, would say, oh, that's okay. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. You know, like, everything that comes out of my mouth and I am not operating in the highest level of the way God wants me to operate could be harmful. You know, I'm a woman. Like, I have an intuition, right? Like, there is an influence that I'll have over your life as a spouse that if I'm not where I need to be, it could really take you in places that you don't need to be. And I prayed this prayer. I was 24 years old, and I've said this before, between 20, 22 and 24. I said, Lord, if you do desire me to have a healthy marriage, or I said a healthy relationship at that time, because I didn't, you know, God didn't call me into any type of marriage, you know, get serious about that until I was about, I want to say 26. I said, Lord, if you want me to be somebody's wife or long-term partner, whatever the case may be, child, do not bring me a husband unless I have healed myself, because I do not want to hurt this man with my words. I don't want to hurt this man with my influence. He does not deserve that. I've always had a high level of integrity and a high level of empathy and compassion, but I always wanted to make sure that I did not hurt anyone. I didn't want anyone to be bruised by the things that come out of my mouth or by my actions or intentions, because I was hurt. And I prayed that prayer. I would never forget. I was on my knees in tears. I was like, God, please, please. If that means I have to be single for a while, if that means you have to take me away from dating or whatever the case may be, if it means that, you know what, this thing got to long out a little bit until I get to where you need me to be, please. I don't want to hurt anybody. You know what I mean? Like, because I started to recognize the influence that I had over the gentleman I was even conversing with, and vice versa. So even back then, you know, like, now I see what people see in me. I didn't before, but now I do. And even coming this long of a way, it's just, there's a bursting of just, it just, I don't know how to explain. Everything happens within divine timing, and everything happens in a way that God wanted to happen. And if I sound a bit preachy, please don't mind me. I don't be watching sermons like that. I'm not gonna lie. But I do spend a lot of time in my Bible and with God. And I'm not even trying to get anybody to convert. You know, if that's not your thing, you know, I hear you. You'll get there in your time. But yeah, like, you know, like, when God speaks to me in so many ways and reveals certain things to me, and just, you know, even reminding me, like, yo, like, your path may not look like everybody else, you understand, but you may not understand now, but trust me, like, just trust me and just know that I got you, baby girl, I got you. So, yeah, getting back to the clips and everything like that, because we're already, what, 20 minutes in, I just feel really, like, proud. You know, God has brought me from a very, very long way. And it's just really beautiful, you know? Sometimes I may not be on social media a lot because I just don't feel like talking. I could spend days, sometimes weeks without speaking, you know? Of course, you know, speaking, but not for a very long time, because I am just such a, I love to read and I love to research, and I just sometimes just love to just enjoy quietness. You know, especially as an adult, I really enjoy quietness and just, you know, the intimacy of life, you know, reading, going to museums, libraries, you know, plant nurseries, taking little weekend adventures, gallivanting, just the simpleness of life and reality. I just love being in that space. So sometimes I'm dipped out for a bit. So please don't mind that. You know, that's just my personality. I do very well, you know, not having my phone in my hand all the time, or just not being on the phone all the time. I love presence. And I feel like that's what we're missing as humans and, you know, in life in general, is presence. So, yeah, that's what I've been enjoying. Presence. But overall, just a little bit of my prediction for this eclipse. I really do believe that people are ready to walk into what God has called them to do. We're ready to walk into the life, the seasons, the destiny that God has called us into. You know, there is a level of seriousness and importance of what's, you know, what's about to happen. I truly also believe that, because I've been seeing so many people changing up the ways they date and the way they speak about relationships. And I'm like, do you guys know this is biblical, or it's in the Torah, or it's in the Quran? Like, do you know that these are the examples that was given to us? And we just decided that we wanted to be different, you know, and choose our own way. And now we're going back to it because we're realizing it's not working. The amount of people that are now abstaining and openly speaking about abstaining and energy and wanting marriage instead of, you know, just long-term relationships and deciding not to live together before marriage. And, you know, because that could become a very comfortable thing, you know, just wanting so much so, like a different life for themselves, you know, speaking about broken homes and coming from those things and just wanting a very peaceful life orchestrated by God. I truly believe that when you walk in obedience and you wait for God to bring you the person that he has for you, a lot of things will not even be a conversation piece. Because, I mean, when you're where you're supposed to be, there's no confusion. God is not the author of confusion. You will know. Like, there's no reason to question things because you will know. You will know in your spirit. That love would feel like home and not a home that causes you to fight or make you feel like you have to overextend yourself or be someone that you're not. It will feel like home. Like, you could be yourself, you know, like God created somebody for you and you don't have to go the extra mile to prove that you're worthy of their love. So I'm just happy people's mindsets are shifting. We're going back to modesty, realizing that the over-sexualization is kind of making us numb to the human body. Like, it's like looking at objects instead of people. You know, there's no soul in these people. And that's spirituality talking, y'all. Like, we're going back to a lot of things that we spent a lot of time wasting on. Well, we're going back to a lot of things that we try to avoid because we spent so much time wasted on something else. There we go. I was so distracted. I'm looking at a bunch of geese right now. And child, one thing about these geese, they will jump you. Okay. I don't think I've ever been jumped by a geese, but you know, when I used to live in New Jersey, let me not speak, because what they did to me that summer, I couldn't even go to the lake. And I've literally always lived next to a lake, some way, somehow, always. So yeah, I've always seen geese, like literally my whole life. But yeah, like, you're going back to the simplicity of life. Life doesn't have to be complicated, you know. It doesn't have to be all this ring around a rosy stress out about who wants you or who don't. Stress out about what path you're supposed to take. Stress out about, you know, this, that, and the third. When you walk in obedience, none of that would even, you know, cause you to have a life that you always have to worry about, you know? And that's something I've had to realize. Just so many things in life had caused me to overextend myself. Let me not say it, because it was my doing. Okay, let's just start there. I cannot blame anybody else for decisions I made knowing what I know, you know, you understand. Even when my intentions were different, I still have to take responsibility for the things I have done. You understand? Because it's nobody's fault, you know? Yeah. So let's start there. But situations I've put myself in that I didn't need to be in. Like I said in the last episode, I didn't need to be crying in the shower for a week over somebody God didn't even tell me was my spouse. Boo-hooing and all. You know how much time I was wasting crying? I mean, it was like a 3-4 tier. It wasn't like a, oh my God, who is me? No, that was when I got back to my bed. Okay, but like, I need to be crying, period. I should have been rejoicing knowing that, yo, like, okay, that means I'm closer to where I need to be. You know what I mean? And he's closer to where he needs to be. He's headed to his wife. I'm headed to my husband. You know, like, things don't need to be complicated. You know, things don't need to be crazy. God did not put us together. God did not join us. And it's okay. You understand? God did not join us and it's okay. So, yeah, I am feeling amazing today. I pray that the eclipse can bring you blessings, child. I pray that within this new season, we're stepping into spring and summer and things like that. I really pray that, you know, we all end up where we need to be. You know, we all let go of what is keeping us stuck and resisted and really step into where we're called to be. You know, I think now is the time to do so because we're really losing a sense of each other and the sense of self. And I'm super excited, you know, I'm super excited. So let's discuss summer plans, child, because I know that's like, I'm gonna do that real quick before I go ahead and end this episode. I I'm finally going to take the plunge and get my very first fishing rod. Okay. Every single time I'm supposed to go pick it up, I either forget or, you know, like, I get a bit intimidated. And I know that's crazy because I go to fishing spots, right? But I've never actually physically fished, and I'm super excited to do so. I mean, I've, you know, attempted, but I don't know. I don't know why it makes me so nervous. But I have this thing where I don't like to touch live bait. And, you know, I've decided that I'm still not going to touch live bait. But I am open to... I'm open to the idea of seeing it done and also catching a fish with live bait. Okay. And live, by live bait, I mean worms. All right. So it's not. I'm open to that. I also want to do some more road trips this summer. I love to travel. So I want to go ahead and do some more road trips, probably some more beach trips. Well, maybe not beach trips because... But a little bit more road trips. I want to go to see some more museums, some more historical sites. There is a lot of plantations in the south of America. I want to go ahead and see some of that. Just enjoy myself, you know, some family fun events, you know, some more lectures, just enjoying life and just being in the moment and just enjoy myself and things of that nature. And I also look forward to being in love this summer. You know, I really want to spend my time kissing on the grass on a blanket because I think that's real romantic with my husband, of course. But I want to be locking lips, period. I want to be locking lips. I'm a big romantic type of lady, so I'm super excited. But yeah, that's what I plan to do for the summer. And just step in to just a brand new season, you know? The brand new season has started, and I'm beyond grateful and super thankful to the Most High. I learned what I needed to learn the last season, even though it was involuntary, because baby, I didn't want to do that. But I'm super duper grateful, and yeah. So that is it. I hope you guys are taking care of yourself under this eclipse. Let me know how this eclipse have you feeling. You know, what is coming up for you? You know, what do you feel like you need to do different? What do you look forward to under this eclipse energy? You know, I would not advise you, and I don't know why my spirit is calling me to say this. I would not advise you to go out and watch this eclipse, okay, at all. I don't know. It just gives me an energy of just heaviness. So don't go ahead and look out at it now. Stay inside your house, all right? And just relax and just wrap up under your covers. If you don't have to go to work, just, you know, chill out, you know. But I wouldn't advise you to go out and look at it. You know, I do know, I don't know why I'm being called to say this, but I do know that there's a lot of people who have very heavy and negative energy that does spells under these eclipses, and they do all type of foolishness. Baby, don't be caught outside during this eclipse. You hear me? Stay home, all right? Stay inside. Relax yourself. You know, eat a little snacky snack. You know, you could pray during that time if you want to. I mean, just cover yourself that morning, okay? Ask God for guidance and protection over yourself, your family, your home, and things of that nature. And yeah, don't be going out there. Don't go enjoy that, because I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's not something to look at, you know? But anyway, that is it. I am about to go ahead and enjoy my day. I'm about to go relax. And do I have some clothes to iron? No, I don't. I don't have any clothes to iron. I thought I had some clothes to press out, but the Caribbean woman in me is just such an ironer, and I don't even know why. But no, I don't have anything to press out today. But anyway, I will see you in the next episode. Thank you all for listening to my episodes. I really, really appreciate it. I'm very grateful for you all. And I will see you in the next one, okay? Mwah, 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 mwah.